This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
How connected do you feel to the people around you, and how satisfied are you with your relationships with the significant people in your life? Relationships Australia have recently released their 2011 Relationships Indicators Survey. One of the most interesting findings of the survey is that Gen Y, the most connected generation on the planet, are also the most likely to feel lonely. Alison Brooke is the National Executive Officer for Relationships Australia, and she's with us to explain some of the survey findings. Hi, Alison.
Good morning, Katrina.
Now, Gen Y, the most lonely group, these are the sort of 25 to 34-year-olds. How lonely are they?
Well, that was a really interesting part of this research finding. It seems that those people who are heavy users of social technology are more likely to frequently feel lonely. Mm. And in particular, it's that group between 24 and 35 years of age.
Mm, wow. If this group are more connected, does this tell us something about social networking? Does it not satisfy people? Or,
you know, I think that there are a couple of quite different hypotheses you could draw about this. And mm-hmm. we're not making any definitive statements about what it means. What we do know is that there's now a big question for us about social technology, that age group and loneliness, and we're doing a bit more testing to see what it means. So one hypothesis could be that people who otherwise might be completely isolated and completely withdrawn from society may actually be connecting in some ways through social media. So it might actually be a good news thing. But the opposite hypothesis is that people become so absorbed in social technology and are really not all that satisfied by it.
And maybe forgetting to have a normal social life.
Exactly, that they might actually be missing out on real social connection.
I guess, yeah, and the other theory is that perhaps they're just not used to being alone, and so they feel lonely. They can't just enjoy their own company. I know that one of the theories behind, you know, us all having this constant, I guess, media noise around us is that there's sort of a generation who can't just sit still and enjoy their own company, I guess.
I think there's something in that too.
Yeah. No, it'll be interesting. You'll have to do some more work on this.
Yeah, no, we already are. We're already online again doing some further testing about that.
And did people overall, though, feel that social networking was having a positive or negative impact on their relationships and sort of why?
Well, that was another really interesting thing about this. I mean, you would think that those people who are feeling more lonely, so in that younger age bracket, would be the ones thinking that it has a negative impact. But in fact, those people were reporting that it had a positive impact in their lives. And it was the older generations that were saying, no, this has got some real negative impacts. Overall, though, about half of the respondents said it had no impact at all.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? About half said it had no impact. I don't know. I mean, I wonder if those young people just haven't noticed the change as much, because I certainly feel that people are now less likely to call you on your birthday and say happy birthday, because I'll just go on Facebook and say, you know? And
That's right.
You know, people who are my age, we probably feel the loss a bit more, that you don't tend to quite get the phone calls and the visits that you used to get. I guess another key part of this survey was talking about partnering and marriage and sex. And how are people meeting their life partner these days?
Well, I think that hasn't changed much. The main ways that people said they met their partners were through friends or at social venues and at work. They were the top three. Mm-hmm. Now, as you and I would both predict, there's an increasing number of people in the younger age brackets who are meeting their partners online. But interestingly, with those people, a lot of them report frequently feeling lonely, of those that met their partners online.
They might have gone looking online.
Yes. Now, that's not a huge proportion of the overall response, but it's worth looking at over time, and this is a survey we do every 2 years.
Okay. Now, one of the surprise, I guess, parts of the survey was when we're talking about how sexually active people are, and there was a bit of surprise in the 70-plus age bracket. They're having a good time, aren't they?
Well, it talked about I think over 70% of people aged 70 and above, or was a large percentage of them, were satisfied with their level of sexual activity. That didn't mean that they were all sexually active. In fact, what the survey went on to show was that only about a quarter of them are sexually active. But whether you're active or not, they were quite satisfied with their level of sexual activity.
They were having a little bit more sex than last time, weren't they?
It was increased over 2008, that's for sure.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
And overall, are people happy with their sex lives? And do they see that as an important part of their relationships?
Yes, they do. Yes.
Mm.
They see that as quite intrinsic to how they relate to their intimate partner, for sure.
I guess another big issue that we're facing in society is relationship breakdowns. Mm. What did people say about the reasons that their relationships were breaking down?
Yeah, so they weren't asked about their own relationship breakdown. Okay. They were asked about people they knew. What did they think the cause was of their relationship breakdown? And in the top three were, in order, financial stress, communication difficulties, different expectations and values.
Okay.
Now, the financial stress one was interesting because we would have thought that that had bounced right back following the 2008 one where it was quite high.
Okay.
But it still remains quite high, and although it's a bit down from 2008, and we think that's probably because, I mean, the economy hasn't completely bounced back. In fact, we're sort of stuck in a bit of a mire there. But there's also the catastrophes we've had this early this year, you know, with floods and cyclones and ongoing drought in WA. So I think that people are feeling quite stressed.
It was interesting, though, that some people said that financial stress would keep them together.
Mm. Some, it was only a small proportion, but some people were saying, you know, if we've got this challenge, then we can work together to get through it and that will make us stronger.
Yeah, interesting.
Mm.
And in general, do most people feel that they are connected and supported in their communities? Do they feel that they have worthwhile and fruitful relationships?
Yeah, I think overall the message that came out of the research for us was really positive. People feel well connected. They feel part of the wider community. They feel connected well with their families and friends and with their intimate partners, and they're feeling optimistic about the future.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
It's terrific.
We might leave it there. Thanks, Alison.
Thanks, Katrina.
That's Alison Brooks. She's the National Executive Officer for Relationships Australia. She's talking about the findings of the 2011 Relationships Indicators Survey, and you can find more out about that online. Relationships.org.au.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.